Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, December 13th. You'll be interested to know, 382 years ago, today in 1642, Dutch navigator Abel Tasman sighted South Island, New Zealand, and later mistook the strait north of the island for a bay, believing he had discovered the west coast of a hypothetical southern continent, significantly contributing to European exploration of the region. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Expect waist-high, short-period wind swell, with occasional stomach-high sets on Friday morning, transitioning to waist-high sets in the afternoon. Saturday will feature knee-high, medium-period swell, with occasional thigh-high sets, remaining glassy in the morning and becoming semi-glassy in the afternoon. On Sunday, anticipate waist-to-stomach-high, ground swell in the morning, fading to waist-high sets in the afternoon, with conditions shifting to semi-glassy and semi-bumpy. Friday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean to fare at 3-plus feet most of the day. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 6.5-foot high tide, when the south-southeast swell is 4 feet at 7 seconds, and the offshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first high tide Friday will be 6.5 foot at 6:45 a.m., with a -1.5 foot low tide at 2. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's mostly sunny and feels like 57 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:43, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:43. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today, with a high near 60 and a light southwest breeze around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low of 49 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday with highs around 60. Nights will be mostly cloudy or partly cloudy, with lows in the upper 40s still low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, could boulders be the solution to South Bay's stinky sewage problem? San Diego believes so. Toxic sewage frequently spills into the Tijuana River, raising health concerns for local residents. Many residents share their distress, citing respiratory issues, after living near the river. In response to community pleas, San Diego's stormwater crews installed large rocks to mitigate odor issues. However, many remain skeptical, with one resident stating, "This is just a little band-aid on a terrible cut." Meanwhile, Imperial Beach Mayor Paloma Aguirre seeks federal assistance and plans to urge President Joe Biden for a disaster declaration to expedite solutions. Now on to sports. On Thursday night football in Santa Clara, the Los Angeles Rams, now 8-6, edged out the San Francisco 49ers, who fell to 5-8 in a gritty 12-6 victory. Joshua Cardi's 4 field goals sealed the Rams' first series sweep against San Francisco since 2018. Despite a downpour affecting the first half, Matthew Stafford's second-half surge helped overcome the Niners, who struggled without a touchdown for the first time since 2019, This week on Sunday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks at 8-5 host the Green Bay Packers, who are 9-4. Seattle's dynamic offense, led by Geno Smith and emerging star Jackson Smith and Jigba, faces a Packers team that has won 7 of 9. Watch for Jordan Love, who boasts a remarkable 118.9 passer rating over the last 4 games. On Saturday afternoon, the 19th-ranked Army takes on Navy at Northwest Stadium in Landover for the 125th Army-Navy game. Army, favored by 6.5 points, seeks to extend their 2-game winning streak. Bryson Daly, with 29 rushing touchdowns, faces a Navy defense known for forcing turnovers. The over-under is 51.5. In local sports, last night, the Kings fell to the Devils 3-1 in Newark. Jordan Spence netted the lone goal for Los Angeles. The Kings' 6-game winning streak ends, now standing at 17-9-3. Tomorrow afternoon, the Kings travel to Madison Square Garden to face the Rangers, who stand at 15-12-1. The Lakers were off last night, and tonight they are in Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves. Sunday afternoon, the Bolts face off against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the City of Angels. Justin Herbert, with an impressive streak of 335 passes without an interception, leads the Chargers. In top news, Daimler Truck Financial Services claims that bankrupt CalFreight owes it approximately $139 million following allegations of fraud. CalFreight reportedly transferred trailers that served as collateral to an affiliate, violating loan agreements. The company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, citing unsuccessful efforts to become vertically integrated during the COVID-19 pandemic. It owes at least $325 million to various creditors. Allegations against CalFreight include double pledging collateral and inappropriate accounting. Daimler has raised concerns that these actions may jeopardize the recovery of about $40 million in loans. In business news, a firm connected to Chewy's biggest shareholder is selling off $500 million in stock. The company, Buddy Chester Sub, Limited Liability Company, affiliated with BC Partners Advisors, is conducting a public offering valued at $500 million. Chewy will also repurchase $50 million worth of shares from Buddy Chester, which will be canceled and retired after the transaction. Interestingly, this purchase is separate from Chewy's existing $500 million share repurchase program initiated in May. Meanwhile, Chewy's stock has surged nearly 40% this year despite some social media volatility. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $99,900. Ethereum is just over $3,900. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 73 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A class action lawsuit has been filed against Apple, accusing the company of misleading customers regarding the AirPods Pro audio defect. The suit highlights 2 main issues with the first-generation AirPods Pro: unwanted crackling sounds and faulty active noise cancellation. Although Apple initiated a service program to replace units made before October 2020, the lawsuit claims that later models still exhibit the same defect. It alleges that Apple knowingly sold faulty products, failed to notify affected owners, and made false claims about audio capabilities. If the suit is successful, affected customers may receive compensation. And in entertainment news, in Carry On, directed by John Colet-Zerra, Taron Egerton plays Ethan Kopek, a transportation security agent who faces a harrowing day at Los Angeles International Airport. On Christmas Eve, Ethan, dealing with personal anxieties about impending fatherhood, becomes embroiled in a tense blackmail situation orchestrated by a mysterious figure portrayed by Jason Bateman. The film navigates the challenges of airport security, blending workplace comedy with high-stakes drama. While the central rivalry keeps viewers engaged, the subplot involving local police feels underdeveloped, reminding audiences that sometimes it is best to pack light in storytelling. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Scottish novelist and poet, Robert Louis Stevenson. And he said, "Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds that you plant." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.